Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we explore Renegades, a captivating book that presents a series of profound dialogues between musician Bruce Springsteen and former U.S. President Barack Obama. Published in 2021, Renegades draws from their personal experiences to tackle significant themes such as the American identity, fatherhood, as well as class and racial divides. Through their conversations, these two figures delve into the challenges of reconciling with the past and fostering hope for the future. Bruce Springsteen, renowned for his storytelling through music, brings the perspective of an iconic artist with a career spanning decades, decorated with Grammy Awards, an Academy Award, and a Tony Award. Barack Obama, on the other hand, provides insight from his years as a community organizer, USS Senator, and President, along with his accolades, including a Nobel Peace Prize. Together, they create a rich narrative that explores the intertwining of personal journeys with broader societal issues. Renegades is an essential read for American citizens deeply concerned with the direction of their country. Fans of Bruce Springsteen's music and Barack Obama's leadership, and anyone interested in a deeper understanding of modern American culture. Join us as we delve into the thought-provoking exchanges between these two cultural powerhouses, examining what it means to strive for a better future while grappling with complex pasts. Renegades, Born in the USA. Introduction. Discover the power of deep dialogue between two cultural titans. When Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama decided to record their conversations in the summer of 2020, it may have seemed an unlikely partnership. The quintessential rock star and the former president, despite their vastly different backgrounds and life paths, found a common ground that not only fascinated them, but sparked curiosity across the nation. Their dialogues, laid out in the profound book Renegades, offer an immersive glance into the minds of two influential Americans as they delve into topics that sit close to the heart of the country's consciousness. Why would a New Jersey rocker and a Hawaiian-born politician sit down for heart-to-hearts? Despite their apparent differences in age, race, and profession, Bruce and Barack share a surprising camaraderie, strengthened perhaps by mutual public appearances during Obama's presidential campaigns and shared visits at the White House. It seems their varying viewpoints do not clash, but rather complement and enrich their discussions, making their candid talks feel as natural as they are insightful. Renegades isn't just a casual chat between friends, it's a carefully etched series of dialogues that cover diverse yet relatable themes, from the intricacies of fatherhood and the eccentricities of musical careers to the heavier dialogues on racial issues and the responsibilities that come with influential positions. At the core, these discussions gravitate towards a united vision, one of honest confrontation of America's deep-seated issues, and a hopeful, collective stride towards a future where these challenges are addressed head-on. Through their narratives, Springsteen and Obama reveal how seemingly dissimilar individuals can bridge vast divides through honest communication, thereby illuminating paths for others to follow. Their exchanges shed light on their personal beliefs and the heroes they admire, while also knitting a hopeful image of an America that recognizes its faults but is eager to rejuvenate. In this chapter, you will explore the shared values and mutual respect that underline the Obama-Springsteen dialogues, the reasons behind Obama's unwavering optimism about America's future, the personal idols and historical figures that have influenced both Obama and Springsteen's lives and work. Join us on this auditory journey as we unfold the essence of being true renegades, through the power of friendship, dialogue, and a relentless quest for truth. Part 1. Shared Roots and Resilient Mothers, A Connection Across Divides. In the seemingly incongruent pairing of Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama, one finds not just shared lofty ideals, but also deeper, more personal parallels that bind their narratives together. Both men, though hailing from distinctly different corners of the United States, experience the stalwart presence of strong mothers in their lives while grappling with the complexities of distant or absent fathers. Springsteen grew up under the silent shadow of his father, a World War II veteran haunted by memories and mental health challenges. The silence was so profound that even in adulthood, attempts to bridge the emotional gap between father and son seemed futile, leaving Springsteen feeling estranged. Unlike the dependable rock his mother was, Springsteen's father was more akin to an unyielding stone, contributing to a home environment marked by instability and unpredictability. In contrast, Obama's early life was molded by the nurturing environment his mother provided. Despite his parents' separation when he was just a toddler, Obama's mother emerged as the beacon of love and reassurance. She navigated the challenges of raising a mixed-race child in predominantly white communities, instilling in Obama a sense of pride and belonging that was crucial during his formative years. Her influence was a constant in a life otherwise marked by transitions and the absence of a continuous paternal presence. Both men credit their mothers with fostering the resilience and self-assurance that would later define their public lives. The steadfast support and unconditional love from their mothers helped shape their outlook, imbuing them with the capacity to navigate and transcend the complexities of their early environments. As it turns out, the emotional landscapes of their childhoods, marked by what Obama describes as emotional displacement, offer a poignant parallel between these two figures. Such displacement, feeling out of step with your immediate world, mirrors the broader unifying thread in both their stories and their vision for America. They see it as a land where the outsider, the misfit, and the different are not only welcomed but are integral to the nation's fabric. This shared history of overcoming personal challenges informs their dialogue and ideals, driving their endeavor to explore and effect change in societal norms. Their commitment to a vision of an inclusive, comprehensively supportive America finds roots in their own pasts, experiences where they felt both supported and marginalized. Their conversations reveal how personal adversity often shapes public resolve, how the past informs the future, and how even from disparate beginnings, individuals can find common ground in their dreams for better tomorrows. Through their dialogue, Obama and Springsteen affirm that America's greatest strength may indeed lie in its ability to foster renewal and hope for its diverse populace, rooted in an understanding of its foundational, albeit often painful, contradictions. Part 2. Navigating the Storm: Reflections on America's Turbulent Times. The summer of 1967 marked a critical juncture in American history, famously known as the Long Hot Summer. That year, cities across America, from Cincinnati to Detroit, from Atlanta to Boston, were swept by violent riots, driven by deep-rooted racial tensions that had been simmering for generations. In these riots, the national consciousness was stirred, revealing fractures that demanded attention and contemplation. In Newark, New Jersey, where the riots spilled over into nearby towns, including Freehold, Bruce Springsteen witnessed firsthand the arrival of state troopers intended to suppress the violence. A teenager at the time, Springsteen had no illusions about his hometown, which he described using stark terms such as small, provincial, redneck, racist. This backdrop of civil unrest would later deeply influence his artistic vision, drawing him to themes that wrestled with national identity and individual morality. By the early 1970s, Springsteen's own E Street Band, named after band member Davy Sanchez's street in Belmar, New Jersey, became a symbol of racial unity. Half of its members were black and half were white. This blend was more than musical. It was a statement during a time when such collaborations were themselves acts of defiance against racial barriers. This period of social upheaval coincided with a broader national introspection during which the Vietnam War and the Watergate scandal shook the country's belief in its own moral righteousness, previously unchallenged since World War II. These events prompted a widespread reassessment of America's role and identity. Springsteen, grappling with these shifting sands, felt compelled to explore these themes in his music, he sought to modernize the rock and roll ethos of the 1950s and 60s, integrating it with the darker, more introspective undertones of the 1970s. His songs often portrayed characters caught in the throes of uncertainty, mirroring the nation's own existential queries. Interestingly, Springsteen's personal journey mirrored his broader exploration of American identity. Despite penning songs about driving fast cars, he himself did not learn to drive until his mid-20s, a skill he finally acquired to fulfill a gig across the country in California. His late venture into driving symbolized a larger narrative of exploring and understanding his country's expansive and varied landscape. Barack Obama, while traversing a different path in politics, shared this complex relationship with America, a relationship both men describe as being that of critical patriots. Both Springsteen and Obama love their country, yet they do not shy away from critiquing its failures. They engage with issues like racial divides, economic disparities, and the dichotomies of the American dream, striving to highlight not only what is, but what could be. Their endeavors, in music and politics respectively, illustrate a profound commitment to not just witnessing, but actively engaging with the ongoing American narrative. Their critical patriotism is rooted in a deep affinity for their homeland, coupled with an unwavering desire to see it overcome its challenges and realize its full potential. Through their creative and political outputs, Springsteen and Obama offer not just a reflection of America, but a vision of its renewal and growth. Part 3. Challenging the Greed is Good Mantra: Springsteen and Obama's Alternative American Dream. For Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama, the pursuit of wealth was never the beacon that guided their careers. In a period like the 1980s, when American society was pulsating to the tune of "Greed is Good," their perspectives offered a stark contrast to the prevailing cultural ethos. Amidst his commercial zenith in the 1980s, Springsteen encountered an inner turmoil regarding his escalating wealth. While the money flowed abundantly, it brought with it a sense of guilt and discomfort rather than contentment, prompting a deep personal introspection about the true meaning of success. Similarly, when Obama stepped into the realm of community organization after college, he was met with bewilderment rather than admiration. His career choice did not align with the capitalistic fervor of the times. This period also witnessed significant socioeconomic shifts under President Reagan's administration. Federal programs were sliced and governmental roles reduced, leading to a broadening income disparity and a diminished ladder of opportunity for the working class. For many, the allure of wealth intensified, fueled by popular media like Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous that glamorized affluence relentlessly. However, both Springsteen and Obama resisted this narrative, embodying and advocating a set of values that starkly opposed the materialistic drive. They proposed that true fulfillment and societal esteem could be achieved through avenues other than monetary gain, through art, civic engagement, and community leadership. Their lives have been testaments to the philosophy that genuine satisfaction comes from being a committed friend, a supportive neighbor, and an active community member. These roles foster a sense of wholeness and purpose that wealth alone cannot provide. Springsteen's journey in music and his quest for redemption echo this sentiment. For him, salvation did not lie in the accumulation of wealth, but in the pursuit of connection and service to others. Similarly, Obama's political career has been grounded in a commitment to societal improvement and public service, underlining the same principle, that real achievement is measured not by financial success, but by positive impact and personal integrity. In today's world, where social media often amplifies materialistic values, the alternative model proposed by Springsteen and Obama is all the more relevant. They challenge us to reevaluate our indicators of success and fulfillment, advocating for a focus on community, creativity, and connection over capital gains. Through their respective platforms, they continue to inspire a reimagining of the American dream, one where value is placed not on what is owned, but on what is contributed, making a compelling case for a richer, more nuanced interpretation of success. Part 4. Reimagining Masculinity. Springsteen and Obama on Being Modern Men. When Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama delve into discussions about American values, their conversations naturally veer towards an examination of contemporary masculinity. What does it mean to be a man today? How have traditional perceptions changed, and what elements remain stubbornly persistent? Both men grew up in the era of Hollywood's archetypal tough guys like Humphrey Bogart and John Wayne, whose portrayals of the quintessential American man, strong, stoic, and rugged, shaped public perceptions of masculinity. These characters rarely showed vulnerability. Instead, they embodied a facade of toughness and self-reliance, often resorting to physicality rather than emotional expression. For Springsteen and Obama, however, the personal models of masculinity were complicated by their relationships with their fathers. Springsteen's father was an enigmatic figure, emotionally distant till his death, leaving unresolved issues that Bruce later described as wrestling with ghosts. This absence of meaningful interaction shaped Bruce's early misconceptions about intimacy and strength, where he believed that personal relationships could be more of a burden than a support. Similarly, Obama's experience was marked by the physical absence of his father, who died after a brief reunion when Obama was just 10 years old. This left young Obama to navigate his path to manhood without a traditional paternal guide, turning often to external societal models that equated masculinity with prowess in sports or resistance to emotional expression. The evolution of their understanding of masculinity, however, was significantly shaped by the influential women in their lives. For Springsteen, it was Patti Sialfa, whose entry into his life and the E Street Band began a transformative journey towards embracing a partnership that supported rather than constrained. Springsteen's relationship with Sialfa helped him unravel his earlier beliefs about independence and emotional enclosure. Obama's reflections on masculinity were shaped by the strong women around him, from his mother and grandmother to Michelle Obama, whom he met in Chicago in 1989. Michelle's assertiveness and readiness to challenge Obama on deep questions about identity and aspirations mirrored the influential female presence he valued growing up. Her influence reinforced his understanding that true partnership and equality could foster personal and communal strength. Despite their progressive insights, both men acknowledge that societal expectations around masculinity still often revert to outdated norms, valuing physical toughness, emotional suppression, and individualism over vulnerability, empathy, and cooperation. They advocate for a more nuanced view of masculinity, one that embraces emotional depth and relational connectivity as strengths rather than weaknesses. Springsteen and Obama's dialogue offers a critical reflection on the pressures men face to conform to established masculine roles and the liberating potential of redefining those roles. Their conversation highlights a shared understanding that, while the shadows of Bogart and Wayne linger, there is immense value and urgent necessity in fostering a masculinity that is inclusive of emotional expression and relational empathy. Part 5. Voices of Unity in a Fragmented Landscape. Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama, two seasoned figures in their respective fields, are driven by a shared mission to narrate a refreshing American story that heals a divided nation and fosters collective upliftment. This is no small task in today's digital age, where the challenge is not just the divide, but also the multitude of voices that deepen this division on a daily basis. Obama is acutely aware of the difficulty of reaching across these divides. The modern media landscape comprises countless news outlets and social media platforms, each amplifying a particular viewpoint, often intensifying societal anger and resentment. This fragmentation ensures that extremists on either side reside in echo chambers, virtually insulated from opposing views. Using an illustrative anecdote, Obama recalls a visit to South Dakota during his second term, where his firsthand experience underscored the extent of media polarization. In a state with strong Republican leanings, he was attending a commencement ceremony at a community college. A White House reporter, visiting a local bar broadcasting Obama's speech, a rarity in itself due to local broadcast preferences, observed a patron's surprise at Obama's rhetoric, revealing how media filters had shaped his perception, isolating him from alternate viewpoints. This incident encapsulates a broader societal phenomenon where communities develop such robust filters that even the voice of a then-serving president goes unheard unless physically present. This revelation poses a significant question. Can a unifying message truly break through such strong filters and resonate across such divides? Springsteen and Obama trace the deepening of these divisions back to Nixon's era, which popularized the concept of the silent majority, those perceived as the true Americans who refrain from public dissent. This notion has since evolved, escalating the US versus them mentality that dominates today's political climate. In an era where personalized news feeds and self-selected television content further entrench division, the path to unity appears increasingly complex. Despite these challenges, Obama remains hopeful, particularly encouraged by the attitudes of younger generations. In recent elections, data suggests that voters under the age of 35 showed a pronounced preference for a more unified vision of America, distinct from older generations' inclinations. This shift underscores a potential change in American societal values and politics, suggesting that, while the present may be marked by division, the future could hold a more united and harmonious American narrative. Both Springsteen and Obama believe in the possibility of healing and unification, despite the daunting barriers posed by current media consumption patterns. They argue for the need to reach across these divides, to share stories and visions that can resonate across all spectrums of American society, holding on to the hope that the emergent voices can redefine the fabric of the nation. Part 6. Celebrating Heroes, the Icons Who Shape Our World. Throughout his presidency, Barack Obama celebrated the rich tapestry of American music and culture through the In Performance at the White House series, showcasing a diverse array of legendary talents from Tony Bennett to John Legend, and many others in between. This blend of musical genius not only underscored Obama's eclectic taste, but also framed the backdrop for potent dialogues with Bruce Springsteen on their mutual admiration for music and its influential artists. Central to their discussions is their reverence for musical heroes who have shaped cultural landscapes. For Springsteen, Bob Dylan stands out as a pivotal influence, paralleled by Obama with the iconic Pablo Picasso, for their relentless innovation and transformative impact on their respective arts. Springsteen also credits James Brown as foundational to the birth of hip-hop, highlighting the interconnectedness of cultural evolution. Obama shares his musical inspirations, pointing to Ray Charles, whose soulful rendition of America the Beautiful he deems an alternative national anthem. His admiration extends to Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, noting that Wonder's quintet of albums from the 1970s represents a pinnacle of musical achievement. Beyond musical icons, their dialogue explores broader horizons of heroism. Springsteen honors Muhammad Ali for his formidable presence both in and out of the ring, setting the stage for Obama to reflect on Jackie Robinson. Robinson's legacy, as Obama discusses, isn't just in his groundbreaking role as a black athlete, but in how he shifted the perceptions of black Americans among white audiences, marking a profound societal shift. Moving the discussion to civil rights heroes, Obama emphasizes the importance of recognizing the contributions of less mythologized figures like Bob Moses, Ella Baker, C.T. Vivian, and Fred Shuttlesworth. Their quieter, diligent activism, although less celebrated, was crucial in advancing the movement, offering Obama personal inspiration in his political and public life. Obama also brings Abraham Lincoln into the conversation, a figure whose complex legacy involved grappling profoundly with America's identity and values amidst civil war. Lincoln's journey from humble beginnings to becoming one of the nation's articulate leaders, despite his personal conflicts and societal challenges, continues to inspire and provoke thought about America's ongoing quest for unity and equality. Their reflections culminate with a nod to Lincoln's second inaugural address, encapsulating a message of healing and peace, not just within the nation but also globally. It's a fitting summation of their wide-ranging dialogues, A vision for an America continuously striving towards a more inclusive, understanding, and united society. In these intimate yet expansive discussions, Springsteen and Obama weave a narrative that celebrates transformative figures across diverse fields, acknowledging that heroism can manifest in manifold ways. Their exchange not only highlights the profound impact these icons have had on their personal philosophies, but also on the broader American cultural and social milieu. Final summary: Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama may come from vastly different backgrounds, but their core missions resonate on a surprisingly similar frequency. Through the power of music and the influence of politics, both figures aim to bridge divides and guide the American populace towards a richer, more unified set of values. Their dynamic conversations and shared narratives reveal a deep commitment to fostering a better, more inclusive future, demonstrating that true unity can stem from the most diverse of origins. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.